Welcome back, Michael and Travis with you in our studio here in St. Louis. We are right here in our hometown, but some folks from St. Louis have been traveling the world. We've already talked about Global Hack, and we talked with Don Rubin last segment from BioSTL and Global STL, and let's get a little bit more on this conversation.
Right. We're now joined by Ginger Emster, Vice President of Innovation and Entrepreneurship for the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. And Ginger, you just got back from a trip to Burgundy, France. Is that correct?
Yes, in Dijon.
And Dijon, oh, wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about, I understand that a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, was signed, hopefully to facilitate some cross-border commerce and interaction. Tell us a little bit about what the trip was all about.
Yeah, so the trip aligns with a number of multi-agency partners, World Trade Center Partnership, Global STL, and of course the French Consulate. And this trip was to deepen those relationships and add new through the lens of the Helix Center, which has a counterpart in Dijon called Agronov. And Global STL and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership led the trade mission to ensure that we're connecting people both for research and commercialization, but also then for innovation and shared learning and talent. So the Global STL team signed an MOU with Agronov, and Sheila Sweeney, the CEO of the partnership, signed a memorandum of understanding with her counterpart, Martine, through their economic development agency there in Burgundy in Dijon. And the Helix Center, which we also own and operate within the partnership, also factored heavily because Agronov is to Dijon and Burgundy in France really what the Helix Center is to St. Louis, Missouri, and research elsewhere in the United States. So really exciting synergies and tremendous opportunity for, again, research, commercialization, and then shared commercial enterprise.
And Ginger, use your crystal ball. What does this look like in the future as this relationship matures?
Yeah, so, you know, I've got a great example. The trade mission that we had last November to Argentina. Today, I hosted a gentleman that we visited with there, you know, just a few months ago, who now is ready to hire researchers in the United States to collaborate with his team in Argentina, and he wants them to be housed out of the Helix Center and working in collaboration with Benson Hill, arguably one of our most successful ag innovation companies in the region. And I think they're a perfect example of what we want to see more of in partnership with French and Dutch companies and their academic and institutional counterparts. So in the near future, what I hope we see is an exchange of companies that are going back and forth between these markets. And as companies want to enter Europe, they do so in partnership with our French and Dutch counterparts. And as those French and Dutch companies want to enter the, you know, American market, that they come through St. Louis and hopefully through the Helix Center.
So from the Burgundy region of France to the Netherlands, Amsterdam, and also the plant science hub, Wageningen. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yes.
Eindhoven. We had Eindhoven, too.
Oh, awesome. Well, all right. So take us through the tour of that country, and from the Startup City Summit to meetings with some royalty. What happened in the Netherlands?
Yeah. So the Startup City Summit is in its third year in Amsterdam, and it's a very curated group of internationals that the Dutch invite to have conversations about innovation and entrepreneurship and startups. And this year, the emphasis was on mayors and deputy mayors. So the partnership worked very closely with the Dutch consulate to ensure that we had representation there, and we were fortunate enough to have Linda Martinez, deputy mayor and really the leader of the economic development efforts coming out of the in partnership with the mayor. She was there to represent St. Louis, and then Don Rubin with BioSTL was also invited this year. I attended in 2017 and found it to be a very thoughtful group of well-connected individuals who are extremely committed to getting their markets, functioning in a collaborative way, not just only within their own geography, but obviously around the world. So these meetings are really well done because of the quality of the people. And then for this trip this year, after Linda and Don left Amsterdam, our delegation began about a week ago on Tuesday, and that began with Wageningen and FNA Next. FNA Next is an event that is hosted there at Wageningen, which is the number one research institution, I think, for plant science in the world. And this food and agriculture FNA Next event brings together industry startups and investors to really talk about innovation in ag tech. And the urgency to that conversation is, of course, the anticipated population boom in 2050 of about 9 to 10 billion people. There's an enormous amount of pressure on industry to get yields up, to make those innovations environmentally sustainable, and to ensure that we're encouraging equitable access to food and equitable access to nutritious food around the world. So these are, again, agronomists, farmers, scientists, and machinists and robotics specialists, microbiome specialists. It's just a fascinating group of people across different industries and private, public research institutions from around the world. And from there, we went then to Eindhoven. And Eindhoven has a tremendous technology university, technical and research university. And we were really there to see the food brain port, which is a tremendous testament to the Dutch commitment to innovation in food and food technology and sustainability. And so that whole trip to the Netherlands really encompassed three different cities, and also included His Royal Highness Prince Constantine. He was there for part of our conversation on Startup Delta and the renewed interest they have in returning to St. Louis to pick up on conversations that started here in December when the partnership hosted Anna Will Lucas for a really in-depth review of our biomedical, pharmaceutical, health, hospital, and ag tech communities, innovation communities. And so this was the first opportunity for the prince to really meet some of the same people that Anna Will has been communicating with, and our Dutch consulate has been so supportive of connecting back and forth between our geographies. And then in France was tremendous too, and this really started with the French delegation to Ag Innovation Showcase in 2017, our World Trade Center, and the French consulate in Chicago worked very closely to ensure that the French delegation had an exceptional experience when they were here, and they were visiting Boston, Silicon Valley, and St. Louis at that time. And they said again and again that the most significant and most substantial visits they had in 2017 were the conversations they had in St. Louis. So this was sort of our reciprocal trip to go back to their community and see what it is that they're doing, and again, visit Agronov and really be able to connect with the leadership there and at their various research institutions and then their economic development, our counterparts in economic development, to sign memorandums of understanding that really gave us this opportunity to formalize how we want to communicate so that no matter who sits in what seat, these relationships can go on and be of mutual benefit between the two countries.
Well, Ginger, what I really appreciate about the work that you and your colleagues are doing and your counterparts in other parts of the world is that, you know, the world has some really big problems, and those solutions aren't going to come from just one or two locations. Like, big problems require big brains and a big group of people working on it. And as you have these conversations, is that part of the narrative, the fact that you are able to serve, whether it's hunger or health, you're able to solve some of these world's biggest challenges by bringing different groups of people together?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the way that gets summarized is innovation does not happen in isolation. So most of these organizations, whether they're economic development entities or they are research institutions or they are groups like StartLife in the Netherlands, which is really working with the entrepreneurs directly, all of these individuals in these positions of influence that can be points of connectivity between different people are functioning basically as honest brokers to get the best of the best and the brightest of the brightest in these different locales connected to each other so that that can accelerate what they're doing and be catalytic to their business development and most importantly to the research that we're so dependent upon them to commercialize, so that they are bringing real solutions into the marketplace at this time when we know we've got to get yields up and we've got to make sure that the food is, stable and that the whatever they're using to create the increase in production, that those methods are sustainable and that we can get this food to the people who need it the most by the time we see the world population boom in 2050. So, you know, this includes so much and different industry verticals. And if we in these relationships do our jobs well, then we should be seeing these catalytic sort of moments as research and investment is coming across these invisible lines, because we know that that's how we're going to, you know, accelerate this innovation right when we precisely need it the most.
All right, Ginger Emster, thank you so much for joining us on Nothing Impossible. And listeners, thank you for joining us this week.